It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 26th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is sesquipedalian, spelled S-E-S-Q-U-I-P-E-D-A-L-I-A-N. Sesquipedalian is an adjective that means having many syllables, a synonym of the word long. It can also mean using long words. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Francisco Chronicle by Jill Tucker. For generations, college-bound kids have memorized sesquipedalian word lists and spent hours or days, if not months, mastering the theory of guessing, among other test-taking tricks and gimmicks, to propel them to a high score on the pivotal SAT exam. Horace, the ancient Roman poet known for his satire, was merely being gently ironic when he cautioned young poets against using sesquipedalia verba, meaning words a foot and a half long, in his book Ars Poetica, a collection of maxims about writing. But in the 17th century, English literary critics decided the word sesquipedalian could be very useful for lambasting writers using unnecessarily long words. Robert Southey used it to make two jibes at once when he wrote, "The verses of Stephen Hawes are as full of barbarous sesquipedalian Latinisms as the prose of the Rambler." The Latin prefix sesqui is used in modern English to mean one and a half times, as in the word sesquicentennial, meaning a 150th anniversary. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.